Hello there, you Awakening Wonders. Thanks for joining me live on the internet for Stay Free with Russell Brand. We've got a hell of a lot to talk to you about. Of course we have. We're living in a crazy world. We're living in crazy times. If you want to join the conversation, you can get on Locals right now. That's our membership community. People are saying stuff like, actually, I'm here for the beginning live. People are excited. People are feeling the energy. People sense that real change is about to happen, that the institutions are crumbling, that the media is falling apart, that their funding models don't work, that they're advertising is collapsing, that they don't know how to cope with this degree of dissent, and it's all because of you and the great power within you. Trust that power. Don't trust their lies. Trust your instinct and intuition. Sure, you might be fallible, but we're approaching this situation in good faith, ain't we? And when you hear some of the revelations we're making today, you're going to double down on that self-trust and that loathing of authoritarianism that's got you this far, because we are talking about the mother of all conspiracy theories. Is it the mother? I'd say so. If JFK is the father of all conspiracy theories, then the mother...
Stop there.
9/11. That great scar on the American psyche. We cannot talk about this on YouTube, but there's a new revelation. And if this is true, and the reporting suggests it is, this is groundbreaking. This is earth-shattering. This shows disdain for the American people and lies at the heart of government. And we will be talking to you about that in 10 minutes' time. It involves the CIA and 9/11. I can't say more, otherwise I'll be called a conspiracy theorist. But what do they call
people? Too late
people
for that, I'm afraid.
Yeah, that horse has bolted. And it's become a term, as you know, as you taught us, that they use to shut down debate. It's interesting that conspiracy theorists often talk about ideas that are not amenable to the interests of powerful elites that Joe Biden governs for. When Joe Biden told those donors, nothing will fundamentally change, that is a direct quote. What was he saying? We will act as stewards for your elite institutional interests, and we will control the American people. The American people are our enemies. That's why we need surveillance. That's why we need control. That's why we look for opportunities to legislate and regulate. We're certainly not trying to help people. So we're going to be looking at some pretty interesting stories. Actually, about Joe Biden, we are going to look in depth at the relationship between almost the entire Biden family and Burisma.
Which a lot is of them.
Yeah, there's the Biden family. The Biden family. Every single member of the Biden family seems to have some sort of relationship with Ukrainian gas firm Burisma. Burisma.
Best in the business.
Oh, you want gas? Come get it here. We're also going to be talking to Shania Twain. Don't impress me much.
No, it isn't.
We're not talking to Shania Twain. We're talking to Dr. Shanna Swan, whose name, when written down, looks a bit like Shania Twain, but you're going to get a very different interview.
Right. Well, who knows? Have you ever tried interviewing Shania Twain?
No.
Right.
But I tell you, even though we're talking to Shanna Swan, not Shania Twain, I tell you what don't impress me much.
Go on.
The deterioration of sperms.
Your own?
Mine are fine. Right. I've looked at those guys under a microscope.
Sure. Oh, that's what that was for.
And the instrument that delivered them.
I wonder why it was all greasy.
And everything's thinking, you stay away from that. You don't need a microscope. You use that. God's microscope.
Got it.
The mind. Shanna Swan, world-renowned reproductive health professor who believes the modern world is threatening sperm counts and imperiling the future of the human race. Sometimes, do you think that the human race is worth saving? Do you ever get into a state of despair and think, this humanity itself? But then you think of Christ. Then you think of Gandhi. And then you think of this great suffering that we've been through. And you think of the love that you feel for the people in your life. And you think, no, this is worth fighting for.
Yeah, Christ didn't have to deal with phthalates, though, did he? Christ went around in his day.
Christ may not have had to deal with phthalates, which are the sort of, it's a toxin in food that's getting down into what I call the sperm duct and messing with your testy juices. And we're still on YouTube. And I'll tell you what, if YouTube regulators, and you know that the WHO set their policy around healthcare, for example, if the YouTube regulators have any idea of what we're about to say, you know, like when they put a warning at the top of all our videos, or like, you know, if you look at Joe Rogan's podcasts on Spotify down the menu, COVID advice, COVID advice, COVID advice, COVID, like, you know, like also 9/11, it's one of those subjects, isn't it? And I, out of respect for the victims of 9/11, I would never convey irresponsible theories about what went on that day. But these revelations, seems to me that they're a demonstration demonstrably true, but we'll investigate it together. We'll tell you. You'll tell us whether you think it's true. It's been reported elsewhere. We're going to be discussing it exclusively on Rumble, though. There's a link in the description, whether you're watching this on Elon Musk's Citadel of Wonder, that's Twitter, or over there at YouTube, subset of Alphabet, subset of Google. Fantastic there. 6.4 million Awakening Wonders can hardly be wrong. Can they, Gal?
No.
I got here. I have in my hand.
Is that, what is it?
It's a tick device.
Oh, yeah.
For not for wounded sperms.
I thought that's how you got it out.
Boop, out you come. Beep, beep. No, it's for this for my beautiful
dog. Did it come free
bear.
With the microscope?
No! This is the sort of thing you would get in cereal, you know, like Rice Krispies or Frosties or something like that. Mm. Anyway, let's not get bogged down in that. It's for Bear. There's
got
my
it.
Beautiful
no,
dog
I,
Bear.
I
see
it.
Him? Mm. God, I love that guy. You a good boy? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Are we going to bring down the government using only truth as our weapon? Yes, we are. Only truth and a tick remover. The parasites that sup upon the human spirit must be removed.
Nice.
Truth is our weapon. You know, Joe Biden's announced that he's going to be running again through a beautiful piece of propaganda that we have analysed, scrutinised and debunked, essentially, because we've offered a rebuttal for many of his points about freedom, sweet lady freedom, freedom that we all adore, that we all love, that perhaps
searching for
isn't
the sound
being
bite.
Delivered.
Oh,
which one
here
is
we going to get it? Is it going to be the... No, it's the wrong one. There it is.
Freedom, you will let us down, though, Joe Biden, because you will make all sorts of claims, whether it's sick days for workers. Once you've said nothing's going to fundamentally change, what you've essentially said is I am going to manage this nation for the elites, right? One person who's been making his own, is Donald Trump some sort of YouTube maestro? His latest video, his response to Biden's news that he's running, it's like a YouTube video. Like there's cutaways that are the same as when we do, say if we do an advert for
you think he's copying
golden
you?
Things. I think he's copying
us. Right.
I think he's copycatting us. sincerest form of flattery.
Yeah.
I think so. Let us know in the chat. Wait till you see this video. I would say this is Donald Trump, stay free. And if you're watching Donald Trump, because we know Don Trump Jr. is on Rumble, and we've been trying to organise an interview with Donald Trump for a little while. Would you? I bet you'd love to see that, would you? Would you love to see Donald Trump on Stay Free? We'd take the trip to Mar-a-Lago for that.
Mm.
Imagine that, Gal. You and I on the sunbeds
at
Mar-a-Lago.
Yep. I'll be up for that.
You would do?
Yeah. What do you think? Would you get bothered? Because it's a busy place, Mar-a-Lago, these
is
days.
It?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Well, it's booked out. Fully booked.
Is it actually a holiday
You'd
resort?
Have to talk to the
I
big man.
I don't know what it is. I thought he just lived there. I thought it's like going to his house. I thought it was like Hugh Hefner's mansion or Graceland.
Mm.
Like, I like it when someone's so famous that their house is famous.
Yes.
Michael Jackson, Neverland, or as we call it now, Sometimes Land. and Graceland, that's for the king. Mar-a-Lago, anyone else? King Arthur, Camelot.
That's your next example.
Emu's Pink Windmill.
That's it. Yeah, that's the
it.
Right one.
That's all I've got. That's all I've got. Emu's a British TV show where Rod Hull manipulated a emu puppet, memorably once, irritating Snoop Dogg, who didn't enter into the spirit of it. It was like a puppet thing. Like Rod Hull, who managed Emu, oh no, Emu. And like Emu was naughty in that and bothered people. But Snoop Dogg, it was an early incarnation of Snoop, still crip walking Snoop, I'm thinking. Like, he was like, I don't agree with this. He sort of treated it like this is just this guy's hand.
Yeah, well, it was his guy's hand. Yeah.
And he treated it as such. Well, maybe we can have a look at that later because it's a pretty good clip. It's Rod Hull appearing on the Word with Snoop Dogg.
Stay free with Russell Brand. See it first on Rumble.
The comments in locals is blowing up, baby, blowing up. Why can't we be more like France? I mean, it's moving so quick, I can hardly believe that. Can it be more like France?
Well, just eat some French food, speak a bit like them. I mean, there are ways.
Onions
around the neck.
Those bicycles that the British police force occasionally use in a motorcade. You can be more like France, but can we rise up? That's Venus siren, venue siren, Venice siren. Is Taiwan the new Ukraine, says Cordalis? Yeah, the globalists are trying to reshift world powers. Fire Girl 2020, our mate. Hello there, Fire Girl. I am so not on board with a new proxy war in Taiwan or anywhere, but too bad. Who cares what I think? My brain, my choice. Democrat slogan for 2024. Feed the people S-H-I-T, which is a type of swear word.
Mm. Allegedly.
And keep them in the dark. Bill 369, there's nothing intelligent about the CIA. Alex Overton, we need one of those for Gov. Why don't you join the locals community? There's a red button. You get access to incredible content. I do weekly meditations. If you want to awaken, if you want to be enlightened, then join us on Locals. Join the movement we're creating. Join us for our live 3-day event in the middle of July. Community, Hay-on-Wye, the border between Wales, where Wrexham is. Surely you're aware of what Ryan Reynolds and the fella out of Always Sunny in Philadelphia are doing down in Wrexham. Surely you're aware of that. Well, we'll be near there doing a festival, a 3-day festival of democracy.
Yeah.
Beyond democracy, freedom, spiritual freedom, absolute freedom. You're all welcome. There's a link in the description. Post it in the chat. You come and see us. Join us in Locals. This is a real deal, what we're doing now. Now, we have to have a macro perspective of what's going on, as well as scrutinising and analysing the minutiae of American political life, as well as trying to vivify debate with good humour and good grace. We have to understand the science of the macro narratives. We have to understand if we are a species in decline. We have to understand the molecular and the cosmic simultaneously. I'm joined now by Dr. Shanna Swan, Professor of Environmental Medicine and Public Health, one of the world's leading environmental and reproductive epidemiologist, author of, and we're going to post a link to this, Countdown, How Our Modern World is Threatening Sperm Counts, Altering Male and Female Reproductive Development, and Imperiling the Future of the Human Race. Could there be a more important ontological subject than the future of our species itself? Dr. Shanna, thank you for joining us for this conversation. And I apologize in advance for some of the things that have happened in the last hour. I, for example, am mentally ill.
Hi, Russell. It's wonderful to listen to you. I've enjoyed the last hour, actually, and I'm happy to be here and talk to you.
What the hell's... Don't take this the wrong way, Doctor. What the hell's going on with the sperms?
Well, I don't know about your sperms in particular, but sperms in general, actually all over the world, are not doing very well. The count is down about 50% or more, and it's getting worse.
50% in what time frame, and to what do you attribute this radical, sudden, and worrying decline?
So we don't really know where it started, but in our studies, we've been looking at this for 50, 57 years. Other people have looked farther back, but it is going on for a long time, and I would say very dramatically since post-World War II, with the rise of the love of science, the love of modern technology, which I believe is playing a role. So when you say, what does it do to? Not one thing, of course. But I like to kind of dismiss the things that I'm not going to focus on, right? So it's not going to be genetics. It's not going to be evolution because it's too fast. That's two generations. It's not going to happen that much. Okay. And then there are very important things about how we live. So our smoking, our alcohol use, our marijuana use, our stress, our obesity, and so on and so forth. These are all really important things. I call them lifestyle factors, and they're going to, you know, they do play a role for sure. But there's a whole other category of things, which are chemicals in our environment. And that's where I focus my attention, although I have published on these other lifestyle factors as well.
The lifestyle factors, I suppose, ultimately come down to individual freedom of choice. But if there is a epidemic toxicity within our food sources, for example, phthalates in fast foods, then that seems to me to be an immersive and corporatized, if not deliberate, then still detrimental and incredibly destructive and avoidable problem that literally threatens the future of our species. The more conspiratorially inclined members of our viewership might think that this is part of a process of diminishing our potency, but Approaching this from a data-oriented conversation, what do you think is the problem with our food and toxicity within our food?
So food is definitely a major source of the chemicals I worry about. One of the things that's really serious in our food is plastics, believe it or not, plastics, chemicals in plastics. And now we're hearing more and more about micro and nanoplastics, which can be measured in food. Here's a little example. Okay. You milk a cow by hand, old fashioned way, no phthalates. You milk a cow with a milking machine, plastic tubing contains phthalates. Phthalates are in the milk. Okay, so you can blow that up and talk about that in all kinds of food. And then you can talk about phthalates that come in when you wrap the food, when you ship the food, when you store the food, when you cook the food. And it's not just phthalates. There are things in our, you know, pans, Teflon, it's not doing us any good. And these things can, what we call, interact with the phthalates and make the problem worse. So it's phthalates plus, I would say.
It's not just sperm, which is a problem enough in itself, I would contest, but also testosterone is being diminished. Now, without wishing to overtly signal to a portion of our beloved viewership, does the ideological attack on masculinity extend to a kind of chemical warfare against sperm and testosterone? If we're seeing decline of this degree in such a short time frame, does it amount to a kind of chemical castration of the portion of the population most likely to become radicalized and rebel against institutional corruption? Now, this is wild conjecture and, of course, beyond the remit of your study. But it's curious, isn't it, to ponder, Doctor, that we are being denied the biochemical impetus for the kind of priapism that could lead to revolutionary change, that we're becoming neutered at the same time as the culture appears to be diminishing the disobedient traits that likely might lead to meaningful change. What do you reckon to all of that then?
So testosterone is also declining. We have less evidence on that, but we have quite a bit. And we see not only measured in studies, you know, showing testosterone declining, but also reports and data from physicians' offices where more and more younger men are coming in for testosterone replacement therapy. More and more men are being seen for erectile dysfunction. These are, of course, related to testosterone. And let me tell you, it's not just the men. It's also affecting women. So women also have testosterone, right? And in our study, we got the urine of pregnant women. Why? Because you can't know what's in a pregnant woman's body by asking her. I can ask you, how much phthalates in your body right now, Russell? No, you don't know that, right? But we asked the woman.
Doctor.
We asked the women, give us our urine. We tested the urine. And the women who had higher levels of phthalates had less successful sex lives. Okay? So that's just, I don't want to say a lot about the women. They're very important in here. I don't know how much you want to talk about them. But the book is Countdown emphasizes sperm. And I've been emphasizing sperm, and I've been studying sperm primarily, but I've also studied the female side. So it's not just a male problem, and it's not just a human problem, by the way.
Oh, what do you mean? The animals, their sperm and testosterone is being diminished also. Look, let's not worry about them just yet, although I do love my dog. His sperm is another matter. I want to ask you this as plain as day, dear Dr. Shanna. What the hell are we going to do to reverse this decline in testosterone and sperm? I need every last cell. Every last endocrinal advantage I can get needs to be undergirded by sheer science. How am I going to boost those boys back to the good times, build back better like Biden? What are we going to do to get our sperm and testosterone riding high once more?
So what we can do as individuals is kind of limited because we don't have the information we need to make healthy choices. And because the chemicals that are in our products are not regulated. That's just the fact. They're mostly not regulated. And to make it worse, the damage has already been done when we're adults. Okay, so the worst hit is the fetus in the womb, because there's the rapid, very rapid cell division that's going on that's extremely sensitive and will govern how that organism develops. So if you mess that up, you cause damage which is not fixable. Okay?
Doc, it sounds to me like we need to go to war with these corporations that are polluting our food sources. Gareth, I can see that you've got an inquiry.
Yeah. Hello, Doctor. Nice to meet you. I just had a question about the kind of, I guess, the political environment around all of these things, because I guess one of the big issues is when you're talking about these... Sorry about that. One of the big issues around this is that, for example, with the FDA, I mean, these are an organization that's meant to regulate these things. And when you have a big food industry that gives so much money to the government to kind of keep these, I'm guessing, profitable endeavors when it comes to plastics in food packaging going, is that a massive issue that we're going to have moving forward? The kind of developments we need to make and the changes in packaging and things and the way that we're going to change this in the future won't be able to occur because of the huge amount of lobbying that goes on within the government. Of course, people who work for the FDA, they're obviously extremely compromised by the kind of money that they receive.
Definitely. I think that's actually correct. I also would like to say it's not just our food. Okay, so... these chemicals are in our food, yes, they're in our water, yes, but they're also in our products. If you walk around your kitchen, if you walk around your house and just take a little inventory of what's made of plastic or what has what we call barrier chemicals, these PFOAs in them, it's everywhere. And we don't know where they are. We individuals, consumers, should not have to figure this out, right? So, I mean, I would challenge you, you know, to ask, you know, how much have you touched plastic? How much have you eaten plastic today? Just think about your day. Maybe, Russell, you would like to do a little inventory of your walk through your house or your car. You know, that little, I don't know if you hang this in your car, a little pine cone, right?
Yeah, I get that right out. They put that into the car wash. I whip it out. I dispose of it sensibly. I hate that little guy. What does it do? I've always mistrusted it. What does it do? Sometimes the one that's like a Christmas tree, that's the worst one. What's it doing? What's it doing to the downstairs magic factory?
So I actually had a hard time hearing all of that, to tell you the truth. But
probably for the best, Doc. Probably for the best. Yeah. No, I'm saying, is that those, you know, those sort of little Christmas trees that you hang up on your rear view mirror? Are you saying that they cause problems to sperm and testosterone? That's a more sensible way of framing what was, frankly, a very silly question, but it was the same general gist.
Yeah. And let me just add that it's more. I want to just mention a couple of other things that are hurting our sperm. How about cosmetics? How about personal care products? How about what you put on your face this morning? Here's an example. If you put on a face cream or some, you know, aftershave, that gets absorbed into your skin. And one of the things that helps that get absorbed is phthalates. Phthalates not only make plastic soft and flexible, they also increase absorption. When you put something with a nice scent, that's going to contain phthalates, because phthalates help a product hold its scent. And if your partner puts on lipstick or nail polish, that's going to contain plastic, phthalates, because phthalates add, you know, make the thing hold the scent and the color. So those are just, you know, wherever we look in every phase of our life, we're getting this stuff in. And we haven't agreed to this, right? Nobody asked us to test these chemicals, but we really are the lab rats on this, because they have not been tested. So what has to happen? It goes into the product. Somebody might, like me, does a study. We say, there's an association between an exposure and this bad outcome. And then eventually it goes maybe to the regulatory branch, and then they consider whether they should change the regulations, and then they have to retool the industry and make a new product. You can see that this takes a very, very, very long time, right? And so meanwhile, we're all exposed, and our sperm count is going down, and our fertility is going down.
Oh, man, this ain't good news that you've given us there, because a lot of that stuff's unavoidable. We're going to have to just use glass. We're going to have to get into organic farming. In a sense, God, isn't it? How many times do we have to be reminded that we ought to remain within the remit of our anthropology? That, in a sense, the miracle that plasticity provided in terms of our ability to generate consumer goods has been immediately countered by medical consequences. And it's something that has to be not only addressed, but plainly reversed, it would seem.
Yeah, reversal is possible, Russell. It actually is possible, but it will take, based on animal experiments, take 3 generations. So that's good for the animal because a rat has a 2-year lifespan. So 3 generations, 6 years, right? But for humans, it's going to be a much longer time. So meanwhile, before these things are totally cleared up, we have to limit their invasion, I call it, invasion of these chemicals into our bodies by educating ourselves and educating our friends and our neighbors, like talking on this show, which is what I'm trying to do. Turning to, I have to say, alternative means of conception.
Oh, no. Alternative, even conception. Listen, we're watching the chat right now, Doctor. People, whilst they do not, they're not plainly enjoying being informed that there is immersive toxicity being absorbed through our skin, through numerous products, through everything that we touch, and that is having such an evident and observable detrimental, deleterious effect on our productivity and procreative capacity. There's a lot of love for your communication skills and for your message. Imaginary Coffee, for example, saying simply, she's brilliant. And people are commending you for popularizing the idea that that which we absorb for our skin is being absorbed more broadly into our systems. And people are sending you love, and people are sick and tired of the regulations. A lot of people think Gareth's question was childish and ineffective. And they're very happy that I pressed that button that played the French horn sound. Dr. Shanna Swan, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for giving us this important information. I'm going to take that laptop right off of my lap. Shouldn't have the word lap in it. I bet that's doing all sorts of downstairs damage, even as it sits there. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for the polite and appropriate way you've conveyed these difficult messages. It's clear that there's a political component to this, a consumer component to this. Ultimately, it will become about being conscious about what we're doing to our bodies and the way that we're consuming products, and probably challenging the ideology that sees our roles primarily as consumers is going to be a big part of this. Thank you, Doctor.
Thanks for having me.
Such a lovely person. Thank you. You can read more about Dr. Shanna's book, by getting it and then read the book. Read that, get it, yeah, and read it, and then do what he says in there. It's called Countdown: How Our Modern World is Threatening Sperm Counts, Altering Male and Female Reproductive Development, and Imperiling the Future of the Human Race. Or as an acronym, I've reduced it to an acronym.
Oh, okay.
Why not? Also, though, well, what should we do now? I mean, I think we've finished the show.
Yeah, that seems to have, yeah. I mean, time has passed, doesn't it?
Time has passed.
Master of us all.
Time, you've got us in your arms once more. I like Charles Grodin used to say in the film Beethoven.
Right.
Beethoven, you little motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Didn't have phallids to deal with in those days.
They did, they didn't know they did. They were filling up little Beethoven's nut bag with phallids.
The dawn of them, wasn't it?
Grodin sounds like the decay of the balls.
Right.
Oh, no, I've got Grodin in my testes because of these phallates.
Yeah.
You little motherfucker. No, Gareth, I gave myself such joy when I heard that because I'd forgotten what that button did. It just says Gareth's question.
Okay.
When I pressed that while you were asking a really insightful, brilliant and on-message question for the type of framing that we like to offer on our show.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do, yeah.
Well, you did do that. Yeah. And then when I heard this, like, underneath it, and, like, also with Dr. Shadda Swan, who's obviously such a good sport, but plainly, like anyone, doesn't understand what the hell's going on.
No. Well, I think it's only you that does, to be honest.
And I've got a master plan here.
I hope so.
It's going extremely well. Yeah. It's actually what we're supposed to be doing, so no one needs to worry at all about anything, really. I like Panela for sugar. It's very unprocessed and dark and tastes wonderful in coffee, says Little Renegade.
Right.
No aftertaste, I'll try. Then there's people talking about BO. Do you like burgers, BO? I like mine too. I still wear it so I don't smell in public, lol. Your BO. Gone from latex to silicone for medical supplies. Anyway, that's what they're all chatting in here, this community. They all love each other in here. Mm. Did you know that? You can join this community, by the way. Press that red button on your screen and join a beautiful group of international folk who are interested in progress, tolerance, acceptance and love, innovative ideas. Are you like that? Well, you can join this community as well. Have you had just about enough of the system? Join this community. You'll love it. Join us for community. A live event on the borders between Wales and England. A beautiful river, freshwater swimming. Probably get a big bunch of phthalates up your nut bag.
Yeah.
Won't you, probably?
Well, and maybe in the water, yeah. But not on the in our community.
That's not something we promote, no. But it's something that it seems like immersive in environmental. That's part of the issue.
It's raining phallids now, you know.
It's raining phallids.
It's raining phallids, yeah.
I liked it when it was raining men.
That's why.
Hallelujah, it's raining phallids.
Yeah.
My nutbag is retracting. Beethoven!
Okay.
No, that okay means it's the end of the show. Isn't it? All right, listen, we're going to go now because it's time to. And also, it's Man City versus Arsenal tonight. Yeah. Oh, look at that. David Sirota just appeared. Sort of like that look that he's got in his face was like, listen, guys, why do you keep talking about
guys.
Snoop Dogg and
Beethoven?
Beethoven, come on, you can do better than this. Look, I'm trying my very best over at the lever to create conversation, genuine conversation, if you will, around important subjects. Anyway, we'll be talking to David Sirota tomorrow. There he is. Look, you can see him. In his shirt, looking nice. Mm. He's good, him, isn't he?
Oh, he's fantastic.
He's really good. You'll enjoy it. Join the locals community. Press the red button on your screen now. I think there's a version of it that's free. Then there's another bit. We pay a bit of money. And for that, you can tell me what to do.
Right.
Like, tell me to do a guided meditation. And by God, I'll do it.
Oh, anything? Just the meditation.
I'll probably go further than you might imagine because yeah. I'm edgy.
Tootsies out, will it?
The Tootsies will come right out, but some people didn't
might.
Like that. They thought I was marked a low point in the trajectory of Stay Free with Russell Brand, yeah. I think, when they saw them. Today I've got a little white tube sock on the feet, so people probably prefer that. Do they?
I don't know.
Dan, over there operating that camera there, says that a sock is merely a condom for the foot. But that makes me wonder, what is exactly is he doing with his foot? And where are all these phallets coming from, Dan? How's it getting in my dinner?
Oh.
What's that in my dinner? A foot condom?
Oh, dear. Dan, what have you been doing to Russell's dinner?
Beethoven, you motherfucker! You put phallets in my food! No?
Yeah.
You can get meditation from me. In spite of appearances, I know how to access the innermost realm.
Sounds like it.
I do know how.
It's not by doing the Beethoven thing, is it?
Yeah. Meditate, you little motherfucker! I don't do that.
Right.
It's not how meditations are.
No.
They're not like that.
Not good.
You use language as a kind of royal road for the deep unconscious pre-linguistic mind, actually, and respiratory practices as well. And I've, over time, if not mastered them, learned a great deal about them by meditating with some of the best teachers currently alive, who themselves are passing on a great heritage, a forgotten knowledge that has been disavowed and forgotten and replaced with apparently phallates, ignorance, propaganda and nonsense. Well, we must return to this golden age. And in order to do that, we must first acknowledge there's a problem, believe it's possible to change, and then make a deep vow to ourselves and one another to bring about the necessary revolution. And it's already begun. You're further along than you think. You're better than you know. Don't let them destroy you. Together we are powerful. Beethoven! All right, we're off now. You've got another show tomorrow, and then another one the day after that, and then we'll have a couple of days off.
And then?
Back again for another one. 46 yeah. weeks a year.
That's it.
46
and
weeks.
And we love it.
I love it. What else are we going to do? Sit on the ground, look at the sky, drink ourselves full of phallets till our sperms just lay about on the microscope lens doing F all?
No.
It's not what you want, is it? You Absolutely want vibrant not. Guys hustling and bustling like a New York City minute. Look at my sperms jostling up against each other like little champions down there.
Right.
That's what you want, huh? Mm. Ever seen your own sperm under a microscope?
Not yet, no.
Come around mine tonight.
Is that what we're doing?
Yep, we will study those little guys. Okay, well, I'm not going to use a microscope. I'm just going to peer at them like that. I'm just going to squint. Mm. Like, oh, I see them.
Yeah, there they are.
There they are, those little guys. Mm. You feel for them, don't you, when you see them going up the fallopian tubes, trying their best, you know? Like, they're really trying their best.
Yeah.
They're doing their best in there, those guys.
Well,
400 million. Yep, I've sent them into action, and the results so far, promising. Okay, guys, we're going to go now. I hope you've had a nice time. There's not even the opportunity to show you me working with a baboon. Simply not time.
No, another time. We've got plenty of shows.
We've got the whole future laid out ahead of us to examine baboons, haven't we? And that's probably what we'll do. Hope you've learned a lot. We'll do, if you want, we'll post the video about Joe Biden and all that stuff on Rumble. Why are you laughing?
Because I thought you were going to say baboons, but no.
Post the video about baboons on Rumble later. Yeah. No, we'll just talk about that another day. Do that another day, shall we? Bye then! Join us tomorrow on Rumble. Not for more of the same, but for more of the different. Yeah, stay free. Men switch in, switch on, switch off, switch off. Men switch in, switch on, switch off, switch off. Men switch in, switch on, switch off, switch off. Men switch in, switch on, switch off.